Welcome back. This is Changing Gear on Radio Veritas, the only Catholic radio station in South Africa. You can reach us on frequencies, either DSTV 870 on the DSTV audio bouquet, or you can reach us on 576 AM, or you can actually catch us via live streaming. We are with our guest in the studio, Dr. Charles Pritchard, and we're talking marriage, we're talking parenting, and the challenges that also go around that. Dr. Charles, we were just talking about parenting, and just, you know, as we had taken a musical break, we were briefly discussing television, the influence of media, actually, television primarily.
Yes, yeah, so television these days, there's lots of sin in it. You know, you've got your SVL-rated movies, so all those actors are sinning and people are entertaining themselves on the sin as well. And often the kiddie shows as well are filled with it as well. It's disguised, you know. So like you get the cartoons and they're saying, oh, you idiot or you fool. And Jesus said very clearly in the Bible that if you call someone a fool, you'll be liable for hellfire because you're cursing the person, you know.
And you've got a message for us?
Yes. I mean, one of the questions was, Fernanda was asking Jesus if she should watch, if she can watch the TV. It was a show. He just called it, it was quite interesting. He said, I want you to stay the way you are now. No misconceptions or confusion. Your mind must be clean and pure. No negativity from that television. I want you, if it's possible, to stay away from that instrument, out of that conspicuous intervening delegation for your purification.
Wow.
He doesn't normally use big words like that.
Interesting.
But you see, so basically it... What it does is it influences us negatively. So there's a lot of stuff on the TV these days promoting divorce. It's all about jumping into bed with the next one and having an affair, yeah, and
making it look easy
and everything looking so nice and, you know, normal and all that sort of stuff. So the TV is a very negative influence these days.
Because I've often seen that, you know, after people have watched a certain television program, they instantly post on other social media networks, as an example, Facebook, to say, have you watched a certain soapy? Did you see a certain character? How can they do this? And it already becomes a discussion point. And at times, it's often not things that are good that that particular character actually did. So it already it spreads.
Yeah, so we're entertaining ourselves on another person's sin, which is, you know what I mean? It's look, I'm not saying it's all. There's good TV, there's the sport, there's the news. I'm not saying don't watch that.
But
I'm just saying
children,
be careful with the children.
Yes.
Be careful what they watch. Be careful what games they play. There's a lot of games these days that are satanic.
And also
we've had children
phones.
Possessed by the devil from playing these computer games because there's a lot of satanic stuff on it.
That's
you know,
scary.
Satanic symbols, dragons, witches, this, that, you know, and what it does is it lowers the resistance to their resistance to evil. So they think witches and curses and all that stuff is all cool to do. It's all like, hey, it's on TV and this and this and this. And then it lowers it, and then they think it's not real, and then the evil uses that to lure them. So whether he's luring them on the sexual front or on the witchcraft or on things like Halloween, like it's a joke. Halloween celebrates evil. It celebrates evil. How many people do that?
So many.
And God says, he gave us a message about that as well. This is, it's completely against heaven, and it goes against his commandments. It's going against the first commandment, that glorifying evil.
We've got a call. You're on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mahdi. This is Carlos on the line.
Yes, good afternoon, Carlos. Welcome.
Hi, Carlos.
Yeah, I want to agree with what Charles is saying about TV. I totally agree with him. And I think one of the things that I've noticed is the level of morality has dropped. I remember growing up, like Basic Instinct, for example, was 2 to 21. Where now, Basic Instinct would probably be 2 to 13. So that, you know, we can put all these blocks on DSTV, for example, not watching any programs up to 13. But because morality has dropped so much, it's even difficult to put 2 to 13, because even 2 to 13 is already got nudity and sexual language and violence on it. So just thought I'd share that with you guys. But I totally agree with Charles. TV is a big influence. Adverts, think about it, sex sells. And they exploit that. And children see this all the time, and they think, well, you know, we get brainwashed into believing this is the true meaning of marriage, this is the true meaning of being a parent. And when we watch this, we feel we want to be up like the Joneses.
And that is the new cool.
Just because of what we've seen out there. And that's why we need good families. We need people out there to show that what they do, praying, you know, they always say a family that prays together stays together. And I think this is where, in our parishes, parish priests are needing families that are praying together, families that are one with God, to help a parish priest, to help those couples that are struggling. The priest can't do it on his own.
No.
So, yeah, I just thought I'd share that with you guys.
Would you like to add on that, Doctor?
Yes. I think that, you see, as soon as there's an age restriction on it, that means we should all be able to watch the same TV. So what gives an adult with the age of 21 or 40 or 60 the right to watch sin? Yes, they have the right. But what I'm saying is we as a society shouldn't even be there shouldn't be such a thing as an age restriction. It should be all in purity. But, you know, the
now,
reality of it.
All right. Do you like to say anything else, Carlos, or are you happy with the answer?
No, good. I'll carry on listening. Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you for being in the studio, Carlos. And sharing.
God bless. Okay. How do we, as parents, tell our children not to watch certain programs without hurting their feelings, without getting them angry?
Okay, so you see, this is where we've got to teach children from when they're very young. If we give them the right foundation, we have a prayerful, we pray every day as a family, and we teach them. Jesus says we must teach our children about the enemy.
Yes.
So they're actually brighter than you think. Mm-hmm. So if you tell them and you explain to them, when someone dresses like a witch or a devil or a dragon, then the devil comes and it hurts God and it's not nice. And then, you know, you end up fighting, and we shouldn't watch that, because they get it, eh? Halloween is bad, but you give the reasons why.
Absolutely.
So you give them the reasons, and then they actually respond quite positively. And their discernment actually grows. So you pray for discernment on them, and eventually they'll get it.
So we need to be more open with them.
But also, if you catch it when they're young, keep your home pure.
Mm-hmm,
keep the home pure. So keep the evil out of your home. And then the longer you can keep them in purity at home, the more sensitive they'll be to it when they're around the other things, and then they won't want to watch it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
It's a gentle process. And once you explain to them, they get it, and they will throw that stuff away. Like we told someone, the kids they'll respond quite positively. They're actually more pure than us.
Absolutely. Now, Dr. Pritchard, just as an inquiry, what happens if you are a prayerful family? That visible sign that everyone at church looks up to and wants to one day have a family like that prayerful family. Does the devil attack more when there's a lot of prayer, or do they have to now, please take me through this, because you find at times that they are challenged?
Okay, look, the devil hates you either way. Okay, so he's got two things he'll do. If you're living in sin and all that stuff, he'll let you carry on living in it, because he's luring you there and trapping you there. And then he's going to nail you when it's your time. There's going to be proper spiritual warfare, and he's going to try and con you into making the wrong decisions on your deathbed, for example. So he's very strategic. When he sees we're becoming very prayerful and we're starting to save many souls through our prayers and that, he obviously gets angry. But then you've got more of God's spirit in you, so you can take on a bigger challenge. So God only gives you what you can handle. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
God will allow it in my house. The four gunmen came into my house. We were in the middle of prayer. And I just stood up. It was the Holy Spirit showed me, you know, I was trying to be gentle with the guys and that.
Sure.
And I just stood up and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to get out of my house. And they left. They looked
just
at it
like
in shock
that.
And horror. And yeah, I know there's a whole story. It's on my Facebook profile. But what I'm saying is Jesus said it was my faith that saved me. He says we were in prayers. It was God the Father who gave the message. And he says we invited all the angels and saints to be with us. And they were there. We were doing a divine mercy. And he said they were just waiting. They were all in the room. Archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And they were waiting for the command. And he said it was this, my faith that saved the family from it was going to be a serious attack. But what we did is we got on our knees afterwards and we prayed for those people as well. And we forgave them and we blessed them. And we didn't, there was no
animosity.
And there was no trauma from the kids. They didn't have nightmares, nothing like that.
We
didn't have to see a psychologist because we've already forgiven them. We've, you know, we blessed them. They saw the power of Jesus. Mm. They saw the power of prayer. You understand what I'm saying?
I completely hear what you're saying.
So God will use you to save souls. And of course, he's going to bring, the evil might come around you. And yes, maybe the evil will attack you, try and get you in the dreams. But if you awake to it, he's going to expose your unconfessed sin that you can take to confession as well.
Absolutely.
So that's a whole process. But anyway.
Now, friends that our children have.
Yes.
Do we choose friends for our own children or do we allow them to choose their own friends and we monitor?
You see, God doesn't interfere with our choice. Okay, he gives us free choice. But he says we must pray as a family every day. And he says, but pray for protection. He says, even if we can't do the rosary, which he wants us to do, as a minimum, we have to pray for protection for our young ones, our family. He says, as a minimum, and the armor of God, Ephesians 6, Our Father, three Hail Marys, Glory Be, an Apostles' Creed, Memorare, and a St. Michael Archangel. Do that every day for your family, and you don't need to worry about them.
As an individual or as a
unit? If they're too young and they're running away and all that stuff, try and catch them at night to do it. I'll just do it for them. We're too busy in the morning. If I'm driving them to school, I'll do it with them in the car.
Yes.
If I miss it for whatever, my wife will do it. But I still do it anyway.
Okay.
For them on their behalf.
They're as the father?
As the father.
Okay.
You see, so then now I can be at peace. Whatever happens, they're protected. So, I mean, the one and remember, if you're getting God's Spirit into them, they will discern who's right and wrong
Absolutely.
For them. They will see it. So you don't have to be forceful and you do it gently. God doesn't force his way. The devil forces.
I actually like what you're saying, that as a father, what role, spiritual role, does a father have to play in his family's life?
Yeah, so the father is the spiritual head of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Ephesians, I think it's Ephesians 5. So he needs to take spiritual authority. And he needs to take the lead spiritually. So his prayers are very powerful on the children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I've had times where the kid was having a nightmare. I just walked in and with the crucifix, it stopped straight away. You pray, you rebuke that spirit that's causing the nightmare. You know what I mean? I'd realize that someone had put witchcraft in our house because they want to try and keep their job. You know what I'm saying? But the Holy Spirit showed me that, and that's why they were having nightmares. So he got rid of that stuff, and then it went away. You know? But I also noticed every time the kids didn't pray at night, they'd have a nightmare.
Even with the
increased attack because of the witchcraft. So what I'm saying is, if you give yourself the full armor of God and you pray every day, they can be thrown. There can be a million demons around you,
There's
full
no
of
chance.
Witches and wizards and all that. You will be okay if you're not complying to that sin. So if you go into like a Halloween, you do your armor of God, but you go to a Halloween party to entertain yourself. No. Now you're opening the door. You've allowed it. You've got a contract. You glorifying the evil, it's going to come.
And you hold the key.
But if it's been done, you're innocent and you're in a state of grace, the evil can't nail you.
We have another caller, Doctor. You're on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Yes, I have a question that I'd like to ask Dr. Pritchard.
Feel free.
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to please ask, you know, with regards to the whole no sex before marriage and stuff, it's a bit challenging, you know, to date as the youth. So I just want to ask if you can please give me pointers on what a couple must do, like an unmarried couple must do in the date. Like, are we allowed to touch? Are we allowed to kiss? What do we do? Like, stuff like that.
Yeah, look, you've got to look at each other in love and in purity, you know. So don't get that. You see, there's an evil spirit of lust that wants to come and make you look at lustful eyes at your partner and this and that. You know what I mean? So look at it in purity. Dress modestly. Be modest. Don't. How could I say? Keep it pure. Keep it pure. You can do it. And I promise you, the love for your partner will grow. It will grow. It'll turn into a pure love. And then either the Holy Spirit's going to keep you together, or if the person's not right for you, the person will go away. So stand your ground in love. I want to do it the way of Jesus. You shouldn't be giving sensual kisses to each other, if that's what you're trying to ask me.
Okay. Not the same kiss, maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Keep it pure. Keep it pure.
She's asking a kiss on the cheek or...
like a hug. It's keep it in purity. Keep it... I promise you, God will bless you. Save it for the marriage. It's something... Do you know what I mean? Keep it pure. Keep it pure.
That's a very good question, Doctor. You know that. Thank you very much for your question. This is what our youth is challenged. This is what they're faced with.
Yes, so look, Jesus said, if you do make mistakes, he's forgiving. Do you know what I'm saying? But what it'll do is it will cloud your judgment. Number two, what's it going to do? It might bring a pregnancy along. And then what happens? Then, I don't want to marry this person. Then now what about the poor child?
Doubt.
Then they say, no, we'll take a 24-hour pill. Now, remember, a child is born at the instant of conception. Mother Mary's confirmed that. In the messages. So what do? They go take a 24-hour pill. Now they've aborted a person. They've killed a person because of their own lustful desires. You see, so it very quickly it very quickly gets out of control when you obey God's commandment. When God says, like what he told Adam and Eve, he says, don't eat the fruit. It's a simple commandment, don't eat the fruit. No, but just a little graze, you know what I mean?
What then would we all get cursed. Correct age be for dating?
Look, that I don't know. Mother Mary was 16 when she got pregnant with Jesus. So, and Joseph was 53. Did you know that? That they've confirmed in the messages as well.
53.
Yeah. So, obviously, we need to get married after the age of 18. Isn't that a law? I don't know. I don't know. But I don't think there's an age limit.
Okay. All right.
If you're doing it properly and in purity of love, there shouldn't be. Why should there be an age limit? Because there's no sex involved. There's no lust involved.
And you said something very important as well, that as long as you and your partner are in or believe in the same faith, that's the key. That's the most important.
Yes, you see,
part.
Now this is a good challenge for your marriage. So let's say you've got someone who doesn't believe, but you say, look, I want to keep it till I'm married. Now, will that person respect it? If they don't, you're going to have problems in your marriage anyway. So let the person go. Do you understand? Don't be insecure. Don't be. God will put a godly person in your path. Let God bring the marriage together, what God puts together. So if you're trying to be obedient and this other person doesn't want to be and says, well, then I'm going to leave you, well, then God bless them and pray for them and let them leave you.
Wow. So do you know, then
don't
mean
don't
that
get that spirit of insecurity
right
and low self-worth, because that's also not from God. You know, we need to trust God and have faith, and He will give you a godly woman if you pray for one. But how many of us pray for a godly woman or godly man?
Oh, we often don't.
No, we want that one that's got the nice arms and the muscles and now you're looking at with fleshly eyes, you know?
With lust,
not in the spirit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now we were talking about friends just before we got that call. In terms of choosing, do we allow our children to choose, or do we choose friends for our own children?
Look, I think depends on their ages, but you can't. They choose their own friends, but you can encourage. So you might have a family that you know, and then they go play more with that family because you know the parents, and you know what I mean. You do it if you're living a holy life. And you've got friends who are holy as well, the kids are going to be fine.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
So you should keep it in
that
circle.
You can't sit on the fence. You see, look, but sometimes we've got to also evangelize. We've got to bring people. But stand your faith. don't go, oh, now you're with the unholy one, so we're going to go and get drunk and all this. And do you know what I mean? A lot of people want to sit on the fence. And what do you do? What happens when you sit on the fence? You get a sore behind.
You hurt yourself.
You're neither here nor there. Make a choice.
Absolutely.
Jump on the one side.
I'm actually thinking now, because there's a whole lot of matriculants or students that are preparing, they're writing their exams and they're going to university next year. They were monitored by their parents while at high school. They were collected, they were dropped off. Now comes this big, wide world filled with possibilities, and they're going to meet new people.
Just remember, what does the Holy Spirit bring you? The gifts: understanding, wisdom, counsel, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord, holiness, discernment, fortitude. So now, if you've done a good job and you've brought your child up in God's with God's Spirit in them, they're already adults. They know exactly what to do. They see the world for what it is. They understand good and bad. They're good and evil. They know exactly what's going on. You don't have to worry about them. You've done a good job. They're already adults.
You can just pray.
Yes. You know, remember when we were little kids? I still remember. I knew when I was doing right and wrong, even at a very young age.
Oh, yes. As an example.
So let's form those consciences.
Don't stick your hands in the electric plug. You go and do it anyway. And you know that it's incorrect. Let's go for a musical break and we'll be